conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
My first big World Harmony run was in 2001. I went from Portugal until the Netherlands, and it was I was there for 3 months at a stretch. We went through Portugal, Spain, France, the UK, Ireland, and Iceland. Wow, Iceland was really special. I've never been to Iceland before. It's like they call it Europe's best kept secret. It's a very special island. You don't have the feeling it's actually Europe. It's so unique in itself. There's this atmosphere of complete peace, serenity, and I think it has only about 500,000 inhabitants. When we were there with the Harmony Run, we visited about 30 schools in Reykjavik, in the capital. We were running from one school to the other in 2 days' time. We made a trip to one of the active geysers, and every 5 minutes, this big splash of boiling hot water would come up from the ground. It's just amazing to see that. And it's like a fairy tale country to me. I always remember Iceland. I was there only for, I think, 3 or 4 days. And after that, once it came to the Netherlands, I stopped. And then my last World Harmony one was last year in 2005, where I was part of the organization. We organized the run in the Netherlands. And that was something, very beautiful experience, because you're working towards something for a long time, for a few months. You're calling different people. You're trying to organize meetings. You're trying to phone schools and get them in contact with the run. And once the run actually comes to the country and everything clicks and everything falls into place, it's such a wonderful feeling to be part of. It's like you've worked towards it for so long, and then everything comes together and everyone loves it. It's such a positive feeling to run together with a torch just for a good cause, for friendship, for understanding. And the children in the schools, they're so enthusiastic. We had one school that was actually, the school that already finished was on a Friday, and we were a little bit late in our schedule, and we hadn't actually phoned them. We were just so hectic in our visiting different schools. And when we came to that school, they were actually waiting for us for an hour. The kids were still waiting for them. Can you imagine, like, kids for 8 or 9, 10 years old, and they were standing on the premises of the school. And once we came there, they were jumping up and down, shouting like, "Ah, oh, we want peace, we want harmony, we want friendship." And it's heart melting when you see these kids are totally understanding what you're trying to say. It's really close to their hearts.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.